Good morning, family. This is Mr. King, peaceloveandhustle.com. You know, this morning I'm on my ride, man. And this morning I want to talk to you about, like, just bringing your energy level up or bringing your vibration level up every morning. And it's important because how you start your day pretty much dictates how the rest of your day is going to go based on your morning vibration. So no matter what business, and I run two companies, no matter what business that I have for that day, I don't touch anything. I don't make a phone call. I don't even get on my computer until I've raised my vibration up for that day. Now, one of the things that I do, and actually I'm doing it right now as I do this particular message this morning, I ride nice neighborhoods. I ride neighborhoods with houses of probably upwards of a half a million and up. The reason I do it is because it really makes me feel good, and it makes me see what's possible, and it just changes your environment. It changes your element, and it allows you to just put inside of your subconscious good things. So, you know, a lot of the landscaping of these homes, the architecture is beautiful, and it's really peaceful for me. And I've been doing this now for probably 8 years. And what's so funny about this practice, about raising your vibration up every morning, I'll give me a Starbucks. But what's funny is that I was at a point where I was doing horrible. You know what I'm saying? The economy had crashed in 2008. It had a tremendous effect on my company. And income just basically had stopped. So I had to end up moving back to my mother-in-law's house. I lost my house. I had to close my store. One of my stores, I had to close it, and that was the first time I ever experienced something like that. But the one thing that I kept doing, and I was struggling, I always went to Starbucks and bought me a coffee in the morning. The reason being is because of the ambiance of a Starbucks. It just speaks wealth. It speaks prosperity to me, and it just makes me feel good to be around that type of prosperity. A lot of times you see other business owners in there. And the second thing I would do, I don't care if I had $3 worth of gas, I'll go to the good end of town and I would ride. What was so funny about this experience is over time, it took me probably about 2 years to really get through that and to reposition myself. But what was so funny is that without me even planning to, I end up living in one of the neighborhoods that I used to ride, believe it or not. And it was so funny because the doors opened up so crazy, it was not even a hard thing. And that's how you know God, the universe, is working on your behalf. You know, the doors just opened for it. It really wasn't difficult at all. It was very easy. And that's how you know that it's God. When things are just easy, they're already pre-orchestrated. And I think that one of the main keys that got me back on my feet is that I kept my vibration up. No matter what, I kept my belief up, and I do that every morning. Some mornings I listen to Joel Osteen. Some mornings I listen to Farrakhan. Some mornings I listen to Jim Rohn, Louise Hay, and if you're into wealth and prosperity, you know a lot of these people. One of my favorites is Reverend Ike. Now, for you guys, some people like to really exercise in the morning. If exercising brings your vibration up, do it every morning. One of the things that I used to do, and I still do from time to time, I'll go to one of my local lakes, and it's power in water. When you're next to water, water is a powerful and very peculiar element. And I think it was a doctor, Dr. Yamamoto, I want to say, and you can Google him, or you can put him in YouTube where he does his experiments on water. And what he did with his experiments was basically speak positivity or negativity over water, deep freeze it, and look at the crystals under a microscope. And what he found is that the things that he spoke over positively form geometric patterns, beautiful patterns in the flakes or in the crystallized forms under the microscope. All of the things that he spoke negatively about, all of those things that he spoke negatively about were warped, disfigured, and just really twisted. Now, take under consideration that your body is at least 70% water. Like, think about that. And your words are affecting water every single day without you even knowing it. Now, take this too. When I thought about that, I thought about when it rains. You know, we've been taught that it's a blue Monday, it's a sad day. But if you look at it, if rain is falling on your house, falling on you, is falling on everything around you, that's a good time to put good intention out at that time. Water is an amplifier, you know, and that's why you want to set your vibration to what it is and perceive your world so that you can take advantage of things. Like your perception on a rainy day should be, okay, this is manifestation time for me. What are my intentions? What are some of the things that I want to do? So I just wanted to really come here real quick and just spread that message that when you're out here trying to manifest things, trying to live your life, it's important that you bring your vibration up in the morning and set the intentions for your day. Speak those things that are not as if they were. Ask God, because that's your time. But you don't want to have to go into your day dooming and glooming and, you know, sad. My heart goes out to people who go to jobs every day that they hate, man. That got to be a miserable existence. We are here to do what we love to do. This is Mr. King, peacelovenhustle.com. I'm inside of the all-black social network, peacelovenhustle.com. You can follow me. I got a group inside of there called the Law of Attraction Daily. You know, I'm heavily into the Law of Attraction. And you can open groups there. You know, the owners are looking for content creators every day. So just open a group, open a blog, share your message, whatever it is. The whole network is about wealth, prosperity, blessings. And the goal is to get 250,000 black people to focus on prosperity and report back a year from that date. So that's really what our goal is. So we hope you enjoy your life, man, and have a good trip here on the planet. May God bless you with all of the things that you want. May you see the genius in yourself in your lifetime. May you find your purpose. Like, these things are super important. Find your purpose. Inspire other people any way possible. This is Mr. King, peacelovenhustle.com. I'm gone.